Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. David Lightman is our weekly Friday guest, national political correspondent, veteran congressional reporter from McClatchy Newspapers. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
We're good. Are the Republicans still in the meeting room?
Only if they're serving dinner. No, as far as I know, they left. I'll tell you, that meeting room's so hard to get to. I'm surprised they found it.
It's like two levels below street level.
It's weird. It's, yeah.
It's the bowels of the...
It is, and there's a circular stairway that takes you there, and that's why you saw a lot of these pictures where it looked like they're all in a hole.
Oh, okay.
It's weird, and reporters can sort of stare down the three levels to see who's coming in and out.
Oh, God.
It's a strange setup.
Was this expected? Did anybody have an inkling they were planning this?
Not that I know of.
Wow, no. Guerrilla warfare. I like that.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, reporters have been hanging out around that room now for weeks, and so, you know, anybody who comes in and out immediately gets pounced on. So,
oh God!
But no, nobody saw this coming.
Hey, you know, I was talking. Joe and I were talking to John Larson just a bit ago, and though he's not on the committee and all that stuff, and he's not actively involved, I guess, in the hearings. I get the impression. Okay, the Republicans might just be like, we're being shut out of this whole thing. Well, apparently, there are Republicans that are on the committee that are in that room, right?
Oh, absolutely.
No,
yeah,
so
in
come
the
on.
Room. Yeah, but. As I said, you know, for what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they've been meeting and reporters hang out. And, in fact, Republicans come out regularly and have press conferences. I mean, Mark Meadows has been doing that. A couple others have been doing that. They stand there at the mic. They have mics set up right
outside
the room.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, they're very accessible.
But the impression you got was Republicans were not welcome. Well, that's wrong because they're in there.
Absolutely, they're in there.
Thank you.
And, no, people, I mean... On the one hand, it's not unusual for somebody to go sit with a committee if they have something special going on, but it's highly unusual for...
Yeah, to bust, breaking and entering, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, well...
It's just, things are so bizarre. I mean, you've been there forever. You've
right.
seen everything,
yeah.
But it seems like each week we say, you've never seen anything like this before.
You know, I was trying to decide that. One of the things I sort of have to do in my spare time is update the biography of Jimmy Carter. You know,
oh, because, yeah.
And it's funny, I was concentrating on the late 70s the other day, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, we had gas lines, inflation was going crazy,
right.
The Soviets were invading Afghanistan, I mean, on and on. he took his cabinet to Camp David for 2 weeks and secluded them.
Wow.
Things weren't exactly rosy then.
Right.
You know, we could have that debate all day, and then we can go back to 73, 74, Nixon and Watergate.
So here you go.
So, yeah, somehow the country survives.
It goes on forever.
You know what? That's the best point of all, that we're resilient and that because of the system that we have in place, things go, you know, things get back on track.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you still have... a Congress that's, you know, one house is controlled by one party, one the other. I mean, if we think back, and I know I'll lose half your listeners this way,
no,
we think
no,
back
no.
to Nixon, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was on, we'd never seen anything like that in our lifetime.
No.
Watergate, impeachment. No. I mean, impeachment was something you studied that happened after the Civil War.
Johnson or somebody like that,
you know,
yeah.
Now, I don't want to say commonplace, but, right, this is the third one in many of our lifetimes.
The other thing that's really shaking Washington up, apparently the G7 meeting, and apparently they booked our conference room here for the G7. So security is going to be tight here for a little bit, okay?
What about parking?
We got plenty of parking. Yeah, parking's
lots
not an
of
issue.
Parking we got.
Yeah, parking's okay. Not an issue. So
we'll set up cots for him to sleep. It'll
all
be
right,
okay.
Just make sure you bring in the platters from Stop and Shop or wherever.
We got Highland Park Market nearby. We got
we'll take care of it.
We got real good stuff. But obviously, this is a thing where, you know, the president wanted to hold it at Doral, which is one of his facilities.
Right.
A lot of people jumped up. He tried to blame the media for it, but it wasn't the media that forced him to change his mind on this.
No, the Republicans. I mean, my goodness, you had this barrage of criticism from people who had stuck with him through everything, but this was too much. And even though he said, no, we're not going to make money on it, it's going to be done at cost, the optics of this were just terrible.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, and as, you know, when he heard from loyal Republicans, you know, cut this out, wham, he Saturday night, that was it.
It's over. So they're coming to our conference room, so that's the way that works. And that will cost taxpayers nothing. Anything else big and huge going on?
Oh, my gosh, you know what we keep forgetting? It's October, what, 25th? If they don't pass a budget within the next 4 weeks, we're going to be talking shutdown. The government's only funded through November 21st.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what?
Yeah, then here we go again. Yeah, no, there's another showdown coming. It's one thing after another in this town.
Am I psychic or what?
Yeah,
let's see. Punchback, G7. I'm looking at some. McClatchy, D.C. is where you can always check.
What about now Amy Klobuchar has qualified for the next debate?
Nine.
Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't actually. I mean, she's a respected figure in the Senate. So, but you know, she's hanging in there. You know what's interesting? Here's something to think about.
What?
If this impeachment thing goes to a trial, which it looks like it will, come January, February, at the time of Iowa and New Hampshire.
Good.
Think of all these senators who are going to have to be sitting there at the trial and not be in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Exactly, campaigning.
Right,
because you can't.
Right, Sanders, Klobuchar, Booker, or go down to Warren.
Warren.
They're all going to have to sit there playing, jury in the Senate trial.
So you really think it's going to come to a trial, David?
You really think so?
I don't know if it's behind closed doors, but boy, right now, it doesn't look good for Trump, but who knows? I mean, that's another thing. Eventually, this thing's going to go public.
Right.
There's going to be public hearings, and I suspect that could come in the middle of next month. So you could have a mid-November with public impeachment hearings, prospect of a government shutdown, right? 2 months to Iowa. Oh, my goodness.
You want to rest for a while, David? You're going to need it.
Kidding.
You can save it up. No, but I mean, I think that's part of the problem, that what's coming out is being very carefully crafted, at least to a degree, the official releases.
It really is.
You're hearing the bad stuff in particular. We don't know. And apparently you can't cross-examine, right, at this point?
Apparently not. Yeah,
no.
See, that's the thing. All we know is what's dribbled out to us and leaked to us. We don't have the other side. Well, I mean, we have the
You
other
get
side.
It from the Republicans that are in there, but...
Yeah, yeah, you have some of the other side, but it's not the kind of thing that would be... you'd hear at a hearing where they alternate Democrat-Republican. So this has a ways to go, but what is it, 227 Democrats now support impeachment, I think?
Yeah.
And you only need 218.
Well, then.
Majority, yeah.
Showtime.
Let's see. I mean, let's see what happens when the evidence goes public. And
right.
The case, the Democrats, you got to give them this much. They've been very careful, very methodical about this thing.
What about Lindsey Graham wanting to introduce a resolution in the Senate denouncing this?
Yeah, you know, there's 9 Republicans who aren't signing up for this thing right now.
Which
would be defeated. Because you have 47, 45 Democrats, 2 independents. So you do the math, but a lot of them aren't. The 2 Alaska senators haven't signed on, Romney, Portman of Ohio, a bunch of the retirees, Alexander, Enzi haven't signed on. So, boy.
Right. Oh, by the way, last question. I just want to ask you this. You know, we hear about all the contention. Joe just mentioned it earlier. Okay? But the fact is, when Elijah Cummings died, and you see all these people paying tribute, mm-hmm. is that sincere?
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty well respected. In fact, we talked about Mark Meadows, who was head of the Conservative Freedom Caucus, you know, hardcore right wing. He gave one of the eulogies.
Wow.
They were buddies. Yeah, no, there's still collegiality in that body.
That's nice. Did you score a World Series ticket?
Are you kidding?
No?
No, I don't make that much money. No, I'll tell you real fast. I saw the one World Series I went to was the Orioles in 79.
Yeah.
I worked at the Baltimore Sun. They offered us 2 ticket prices, $12 or $20.
I'm not
paying $20
no!
for a baseball game. Are you crazy?
No.
So I paid $12 a game, sat on the benches in left field, and saw my World Series.
Good for you.
Yeah, now they want, what, $700, $800?
Yeah, at least. God. 86 years, 20 days between D.C. hosting a World Series game.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, my God. No, it's a
unbelievable.
Well, there you go.
And as an Orioles fan, that's the last place you want to be.
Exactly.
So, okay. All right, David, thanks. Great
Talk
stuff as always.
Week.
Enjoy your weekend.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy. Okay, there you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.